Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, it is Jack Gill, and welcome to Reds News. I am today joined by Jay Pearson for this one. There's not too much news. There's a bit on Klopp's press conference pre-Fulham on Sunday. And a bit of transfer talk as well. But we'll get straight into it, Jay. Klopp confirming today in his press conference that Alisson will be back in full training today. Didn't really give too much away about Sunday, but said if he trains today, if he trains okay today, then he can play on Sunday. Jay, it's an interesting one, this, isn't it? Because it'll be good to have Kelleher's understudy back.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, definitely. I like what you did there. Yeah, absolutely, it would. Don't get me wrong, I think Keller has done absolutely brilliantly, but I think we all feel, you know, 100% confident when Ali's back in goal. But it wouldn't surprise me if Keller keeps his place at the weekend, and then we've got Ali back for next Wednesday, because obviously how important that game is. But, you know, right now I'd be happy with either, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's such good news to have Alisson back, because we do miss him. He's such a massive presence in the side, and especially in that back five.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because in the past, obviously, when we've had to play Alisson in games like this, there's been a need to rush. When we've had to play Adrian, in games like this, there's been a need to rush Alisson back. Because everyone panics when Adrian's in the team. But with Kelleher, we've had two cracking performances from the young Irishman and two clean sheets. And, you know, it would be hard to turn to the young lad right now and say, you know what, sorry, lads, you're on the bench again.
Yeah, it would. And he would be gutted. But I think this season has surpassed his expectations anyway. He probably didn't expect to play as many minutes as he has done and do as well as he has done. I mean, sure, he's got confidence in his ability, but I think it's absolutely brilliant what he's done so far. And I don't think, even if Klopp said, that's it, mate, we're done, he'd be like, well, you know, he'd be annoyed and stuff. Of course he would, but he'd accept it because it's for the greater good of the team. But again, he can't be disappointed with what he's got so far, because he's been absolutely brilliant.
Of course, Alisson's the best keeper in the world, isn't it? So it's quite easy to go, okay, I'll step aside and you can come in. But is there a worry for you that, you know, we've seen over the last year or so that Alisson's injury history is a bit of a problem? Do you think it's a worry that if he does play Sunday, it may be rushing him back too soon for a game that he doesn't necessarily need to play?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good point that you bring up there, Jack, about his injury record, because we're sort of seeing that now, aren't we? It is unnerving, but again, I'd rather have him in goal, obviously, for every game he can possibly play, obviously. But I do think it is are we rushing him back? I don't know, because we know that Klopp said today that he's back in full training, and if he does okay today, he'll be playing. My worry is if, like you just said, if we rush him back just for sake of right, we've got Alisson back in goal, we're playing away from home, we're confident, we're comfy, and then he picks up another little knock or he strains something, and then that's another worry over the weekend. And then we're going into Monday then thinking, right, is he going to be fit for Wednesday? Then it's a race, and then there's all that added pressure on, especially with a massive game on Wednesday. I'm glad I'm not the manager, put it that way. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, because it is a catch-22 situation. But like Klopp said, if he's fit, he's happy and he's healthy by the end of today, then let's get him in at the weekend and then wrap him up in cotton wool.
Absolutely. There's a bit more injury news from the press conference. He spoke about Kostas Tsimikas, who obviously we saw in that Michelin game go off injured with a jarred knee. And that's a bit of a worry, because, you know, for the last couple of years, we've worried about Robertson getting injured. Finally, we've brought in someone who would be a like-for-like sort of replacement if that is the case. But, you know, now he's got an injury, and we don't know how long he's going to be out for. He said we still have to see on him, and also said that Diogo Jota has a knock as well. A bit out of the blue this one, Jay, and the injury problems continue to frustrate us.
Absolutely. You couldn't predict it, could you, Jack, at the beginning of the season, the amount of 15 players that are getting these injuries and getting these knocks. There's lots of circumstances around it, so we're not going to get into that now, but Jota is obviously going to be a massive miss for us. One of the things that I do take confidence in is that if Jota's not playing, then we've still got arguably the best front three in the world, so we will be okay. But if it is just a knock, as they say, and we all look at knocks as being, okay, he might miss this game, but he could be back for Wednesday. I think if it was a little bit more serious, Klopp might have alluded to it. So if that gives Jota a break at the weekend, and then he's fit and ready for next Wednesday, then yeah, it is frustrating, the fact that it's another player with another bit of an injury, and you just think, when's our luck going to change? But so far, touch wood, we're still right up there.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting with Diogo, because, you know, the start of the season, when it's not quite been clicking for the front three, he's been the lad that's come on and he's been the difference maker. And, you know, I think he's arguably the signing of the summer, you know, because the impact he's had, and the fact that he's trying to force himself into, as you mentioned, they're the best front three in world football, I think is really, really commendable. And, you know, he's really causing selection problems for Jurgen Klopp. But, you know, seeing him pick up a knock, hopefully it's not too serious. But with that Tottenham game in mind, it's probably best for him to, you know, sit out of Fulham at the weekend, leave it to the front three, and then have him in mind, fit, fresh, ready for Wednesday, because, you know, that Tottenham game is very important. And we were speaking before we went on air, weren't we? You know, the Fulham game is an important one. Obviously, we need the 3 points, but it should be a lot more straightforward than Tottenham.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to finish on Diogo Jota there, he scored, what, 9 goals in 17 games. And, you know, some of them are substitute appearances as well. And he's an incredible footballer. And like you said, mate, he has been a fantastic signing for us so far. And it's only going to get better. And I'd rather have a fit Diogo Jota playing against Spurs, whether it's he's starting or whether he comes on for half an hour or whatever, than risk him against Fulham on Sunday.
Absolutely. But, you know, injury problems have been very bad so far this season. And, you know, if you're watching this, Bruce Grobler, please piss everywhere, because we are cursed at the moment. But there's a bit of good news today, Jay, on the injury front. Oxlade-Chamberlain, who obviously picked up an injury in that joke of a pre-season that we had. We've not seen him yet all season. He's the perfect player. I said this on the show yesterday. He's the perfect sort of player for what we need now, which is, you know, a utility player, someone that can come into the squad, come into the starting 11 and make a difference, fresh legs, change it up a bit. But we've been without him. We saw, obviously, a bit of a surprise pre-Mitchell and him in the live training. We didn't expect him to be there, but he was. And Klopp obviously spoke about him being back in full training. He says it's been a long time after a challenging training. Tough time for him, but now the sun shines for him. Great for him, yeah. Great for us, but we cannot rush it. When he's long enough in team training, he will be an option. Some people have taken from that, you know, after today, he may be on the bench against Fulham. But for me, that says Klopp's not prepared to rush him. You know, we know with Oxlade-Chamberlain, he has an injury history too. And rushing him and getting him back and exaggerating an injury is the last thing we need right now.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember being at Anfield when he'd done his knee in against Roma, and it was one of the most heartbreaking things to see. And, you know, it took him a long time to come back. He comes back and then he's on fire again, and then there's another injury setback, and you just think, when's this lad's luck going to change? But Klopp clearly likes him, you know, and it's evident from what the quote you've just said there, Jack, some really nice words from the manager. So he's still in his plans, and the Ox are still fighting for his place, and we have got a midfield now that is very, very, very good. Obviously, they are dropping like flies left, right and centre. So, yeah, seeing him back in training with the lads is just, it's another little bit of a weight off the shoulders, and we're sort of checking the injuries off the list. So, yeah, the sooner we get him back, the better. But I agree, just let's not rush him, because it's the same with the Thiago situation. We know the quality that both of these players are. Let's not just get them in for the sake of getting them in, because we are coping right now, and the squad is doing really, really well. And we've cried out for depth for God knows how many, as long as I've been watching football, and it seems like we've got the depth now to cope with everything. So, yeah, let's just not rush him, because the last thing we need is to come back for two games and then be out for months at a time again.
Absolutely. One of the unluckiest footballers in the Premier League, I think, because every time he seems to have a really good spell in the team and playing good football, there's an injury around the corner. You know, pre his ACL injury against Roma, he was in the form of his life, the form of his career, was playing incredible football.
Gosh.
He forced himself into our starting 11. And then there's a big setback. So, you know, I think it'll be a really, really good boost for the squad to have him back in training. And when he's back available, it's another very good option for Jurgen Klopp. A bit of transfer news now, Jay, moving on. There's interest for a potential Genie Wijnaldum replacement, according to the report. It's from Caught Offside, and it's linking us with Lille's Boubacary Soumaré. He's 21 years old. He was a product of the PSG academy, and he's at Lille, who, as we know, in the past few years have created some very, very good young talents. He's a box-to-box midfielder. He's featured in 84 matches in all competitions. Apparently, we face competition from Benfica and Real Madrid, as well as Manchester United. I think this lad's class. I think it'll be a decent signing for us, Jay. What do you make of it?
I'm not going to pretend I watch a lot of French football, but from what the little research that we've done on him, he's very good at press resistance, which is really, really important in the position that he plays. And he does retain the ball really, really well, which for me, if you're going to be playing sort of central midfield, defensive midfield, which is what his position is, then that they are two vital attributes that you need in Premier League football. Now,
cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There were links in January that he was Arsenal wanted him, and he has been wanted by a number of Premier League clubs. And obviously, I think he was quoted in saying the back end of last year that he did want European football. Obviously, Liverpool can offer him that European football. Obviously, at 21 years of age, like you said, mate, Lille have produced some really, really good players over the years, namely one, Eden Hazard. So obviously, we're not going to say he's going to come from that ilk and he's going to be just as good. But there is hope in terms of the players that they are producing. So if he does turn into a fantastic player, and Klopp knows his stuff, you know, he sees in a player what he wants. And again, it links into what we were saying about Genie Wijnaldum yesterday, doesn't it? If we are thinking about letting Genie Wijnaldum go, which sends shivers down my spine, I don't want that to happen. But, and this is the guy that might be earmarked for a replacement, then we trust in Klopp again, because he's not got many transfers wrong during his time at Liverpool.
I think the key thing as well is his age. You know, he's a very young midfielder who could come in and learn from the likes of Genie, Hendo, you know, Thiago in particular, and really improve. And he's a bright young player, box to box, looks very, very good and very exciting. But for me as well, the key thing in this rumour is that his contract's set to expire in the summer of 2022. So so we may get him on a cut price sort of deal. And for me, I think he seems to me like he strikes me as a Klopp sort of player. And I think it'd be a decent signing for us. Let us know in the comments what you think. Do you think that should be something that Liverpool pursue in the summer or in January even? Moving on, I don't know if you saw on TikTok and Instagram yesterday, Andy Robertson did a bit of a Q&A and it featured a question from Roberto Carlos asking for him to recreate one of his free kicks. Trent's usually our free kick taker, Jay, but what do you make of this?
I tell you what, mate, I loved it. The discussion, I mean, I love it when players do that and they answer questions like that on social media, because it is really, really good. and you do get some really good insights, because they are questions that us as fans have wanted to ask for ages. But imagine being Andy Robbo and arguably the greatest left back ever as asked you to recreate a free kick. And I remember the free kick in Le Tournoi in 97 and what Roberto Carlos did. And if those of you don't know what it is and you're watching this, just, you know, once this video's finished, stay on YouTube and find it, because it is absolutely an incredible goal. I don't think Robbo has got the capability of doing that, but it would be incredible, because we have seen Robbo come whip in a dead ball, on, especially for us, and international duty. Not so much about his free kick technique, but listen, if him and Trent are in these battles for assists, why not the next time a free kick comes up, Robbo, just put Trent off the ball and have a go, mate.
I don't think there's many footballers that will ever exist that can hit a free kick like Roberto Carlos, to be honest with you. But, you know, it's nice to know that he has some recognition for Andy Robertson, like you say, to even, you know, try and ask him a question like that. I think it shows exactly what he thinks of Andy Robertson. And he answered some also very good questions in that Q&A too. He named his fastest player, which surprisingly he said was Virgil van Dijk, not Mane, not Salah. Virgil van Dijk is the quickest player in the squad, apparently. What do you think about that, Jay?
Do you know what? I just settle it. Just put them all in a race. You know what I mean? Sort it out. Let's get it on video and put them up, put it in a race and sort it out.
Can't do with any more injuries.
I think I just love the fact that the question's being asked and there's more than one person that can run the 100 metres. I definitely can't do it, but yeah, it's incredible to have that amount of fast players in the game. So, and it's so valuable in this day and age, and the way the game works these days, and we are a very fast paced team. So yeah, long may it continue where we're having this discussion of who's the fastest in the squad.
And finally, before we go into the comments, I felt like we had to talk about Harvey Elliott, Jay, who continues to impress at Blackburn. He was on the box the other night after the Liverpool game, so I stuck it on, and he just looks so, so good. Turned 17 in April, of course, still very young, and he's absolutely tearing the Championship apart.
He has made 12 appearances, 2 goals, 4 assists. You know, in 9 of those games, he's played the full 90 as well. So he's absolutely making one hell of an impact at Blackburn. And they'll be sorry to see him go when he ends up coming back to Liverpool. But, mate, I'm just glad that he's getting that experience at such a young age. And let's not forget, you know, it's a very, very tough league that he's playing in, especially for his age. So it's going to do him the world of good. And if he carries on doing what he's doing at Blackburn for the rest of the season, it's only going to be even more beneficial for us.
That's the thing, isn't it? Even when Blackburn are losing at the minute, and they were very up and down side, but Harvey Elliott is looking strong in all of them. The chances that he's creating are very good. He's also in a very, very exciting front line for Blackburn. I don't think, prior to the season, I don't think many expected him to go out on loan. I think a lot of people were hoping he'd stick around and get some more minutes in the first team with us. But I think the way we improved our squad in the summer meant that he needed these minutes. He needed a loan move. And it's showing that it's working, because he's gone to the Championship, which I know it's tier two in this country, but it's honestly still one of the best leagues in the world. You know, it competes with some of the top leagues in other countries. So, you know, I think Harvey Elliott doing well there is a really, really good sign for his future.
What I love about it as well is that there's been so many players over the years where, you know, it's the next wonder kid, it's this, it's that. And we've been guilty of doing that in the past. I remember a player called Christian Nemeth a while ago when he was dubbed the new Fernando Torres, and unfortunately nothing ever came of it. And we've had, you know, the likes of Suso, who was named as the next big player for us up top. And unfortunately it didn't work out for us then, but he's gone to be a really, really good player, and it just comes with age. But I think with Harvey Elliott, we might be seeing sort of the Michael Owens, the Wayne Rooney, maybe not the same ability straight away, but the lad certainly got it in his locker, and I just can't wait for him to be a regular for Liverpool. And the same way Curtis Jones is doing it now, these players, we're coming into a new era now. I just think that the talent that is coming through this club, we are so, so lucky to have them.
Yeah, you mentioned some good names there. Rhian Brewster as well, another one who was tipped for big success at Liverpool, but it didn't quite work out for him. But yeah, Harvey Elliott, I think there's so many people excited about Harvey Elliott and what he can do at this football club. Into your comments now. We've got one from, I can't pronounce his name, so I really apologise for butchering it, Amartya Jagdari. I think I've got that right. She asked a question that I think a lot of people are wondering, Jay. We saw Salah play 90 minutes in the week. The question simply is, do you think he'll play? And I think the answer is quite simple. I think maybe Klopp planned to rest him against Fulham ahead of Tottenham. But now with Jota looking a doubt, I think he has to.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And there's quite a few comments yesterday that were coming through on Twitter saying like you just have to play Salah every single game. Touch wood, you know, Mo hasn't really had a massive injury at Liverpool, so we are quite lucky in that respect. But I agree with you. I think Jota was ready to start that game at the weekend, based on the fact that Salah had played, what was it, 98 minutes against Mitchell, and I think he was destined to have the day off. But yeah, I can't see it happening now. I think the front three will be the front three as normal.
I am absolutely gripping this desk right now, Jay, and I know who I'm coming to if Salah picks up an injury.
I know. I'm touching wood here, mate.
Touching absolutely everything. But yeah, Tom Johnson says it was silly from Klopp to play Jota, to be honest, on Wednesday. Well, what do you think of that, Jay? What do you think of his team selection in midweek? Because it was nice to see youth involved, but I, for one, was very shocked because he went quite strong.
Oh, I did, mate. I just couldn't believe it. We did the match build-up and we were trying to predict the 11, and then obviously Chris done this, the start of the prediction show. And again, you can never get it right, you know what I mean? Because he always throws up a curveball. And I like the fact that he was making a statement, or it was, you know, showing a bit more respect to, because you know, the top of the Danish league, making a bit more of a respectful decision. But obviously, from our perspective, there was no need to be playing those types of players who we desperately need coming into Sunday, going into Wednesday. I was disappointed to see him come on. I didn't see the need for it. I'll be honest about that. But yeah, it was a little bit frustrating because obviously it's now led to him being out this weekend, which messed up the balance because Salah was supposed to have the break, which means he's got to play another full 90 minutes, you know, if he has to, going into next week against Tottenham. So it has that domino effect that you don't like.
I don't think Salah will mind though, because, you know, we saw...
He loves it, doesn't he? He loves it.
We saw when he was subbed off early against Brighton, he was fuming. He wants to play every single second, and I think telling Mo
strikers do.
Yeah, telling Mo Salah that he's not going to play a relatively easy game against Midtjylland, I think we all think, oh, he'll want to get his feet up, but no, he wants more goals, he wants to get his tally up, he wants to enjoy himself by playing football. So, yeah, I think it's hard work, Klopp, telling Mo he can't play. Chris John says we'll be fielding fetuses if this continues. Completely agree, to be honest with you. That's the way we're going about it at the minute. And he also says that the Championship is a good training ground for Elliot. Get him some real experience before he steps up and forces his way into our starting line. I completely agree. I think it's a very physical league as well. And I think that's one thing that Javier Elliot needs to do. He needs to bulk up a bit. He needs to get a bit stronger and that's, you know, his physicality will come with age too. But yeah, I think it's the perfect destination for him to learn. And I think it was a very, very good decision from Liverpool to allow him out on loan there. So yeah, thank you very much, Jay, for joining me with that one. Thank you, Si, who you can't see, but he's doing all the work behind in the office. And we shall see you soon. Enjoy what should be and hopefully will be a good weekend of sport. See you later. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.